Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is to
believe. Hallelujah. The scripture is John chapter 12, verse 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, verses number 20 and 21. The Bible said, there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. As I'm grown, you know, honey, and some patra, you do me no, you more yet a tuna, any a tuna bacono, whom you tell radio. So,
Nahila phobia, one of us or a best or a fashion as any. And about Philip, if you be said, I will get a lay on channel, catch on the say, Ura, you be see who you sue. And about Philip, if you be said, I will get a lay on channel, be catch on the say, Ura, you be see who you sue.
Hallelujah. Let's read Luke chapter 18, verse number 28 to 30. Luke the 18th chapter, the 28 to the 30th verses. The Bible said, then Peter said, Lord, we have left all and followed thee. And he said unto them, verily I say unto you, there is no man that have left house, or parents, or brethren, or wife, or children, for the kingdom of God's sake, who shall not receive a manifold more in this present time and in the world to come, life everlasting. I read that one again, one more time to you. Then said Peter, Lord, we have left all and followed thee. And Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, there is no man, I like that phrase, no man, no exception, will be anywhere.
Na Petro say, she, ye cha di nyina ho abedi.
Cha di na ho ababedi wachi.
No say won say.
O say won say.
O kra me simo say.
O kra me simo say.
Obi no wa waja efie.
Tie.
Ana yire.
Ana yire ana
enuanom.
Enuanom.
Ana wofo.
Ana wofo.
Ana maho.
Ana emaho.
Nyankopon ahini.
Wo nyankopon ahini nti.
No re nyanom ho pi ibrahim.
Wo say ibrahim ya wo nyanom ho pi.
Ni wiase ya rebebe nimo
dan kwa. Wiase ya rebebe nimo dan kwa. Well, he's going to be
now. Na Petro say,
Petro, I say,
Shay, your child didn't know how to do it.
Jadian now, about to do
no, say one, say, no, crime, someone say, Obino, where Jay, if you
this is interesting, isn't it? Who be anywhere, where Jay, if you
and I, you
can't tell me, uncle,
and I,
Nianum,
and I, Wofa, my
Wofa, when Uncle Paul, I hear you, T.
Norina, my hope, he bring you
move. Fianio! The thing is not just you even serving in the house of God. It has to be in the parameters of Unyankupon Ahininti. Tianye! So let's say that Steve, you are here because of me. You've missed it. Even though you are serving, but Senyinyami Ahininti Wabregu. See, that's why I keep telling the people, I don't need your help. Because it's not about me. Tianye! Kenya mi adwun achiro mumbe brown mo wa hwe ya mo be breku tie. We need to let you know that the fact that you showed up doesn't mean everything is in line. O male tie. That is why judgment will begin from the house of God, because the house of God, there are too many hypocrites in God's house, including people standing here tie. Langawana mnene kasa. He sent me to come and talk to you. Too many hypocrites nyachum for in the house of God. They talk as if, they behave as if, but they are something else. Steve Tienye, because at the end of the day, you know, life and death. Angel Bia, you will know your whereabout. Angel Bia, you will know your whereabout very soon. I want to talk to you. You know, because they feel like coming to church is some kind of a good deal, be a finibia abba. You better join and cry fuku. I be fuku. You better join that. I'm telling you, so many Christians are wasting their time by the woman here in church. I'm telling you that. As of mommy be bread, I already in hell. Oh yeah. As of mommy bread, I already in hell. Telling you. What bread? Yeah, that's what you are saying here, because you may not have the opportunity to make it right. It's, it has to be in that parameters. Why are you here? Jesus has called us to a kingdom. The question then becomes, are you within the kingdom parameters? We should be asking ourselves that. Or, you know, we were coming and you also came. You know, think about it. What we are dealing with, a very crucial and very serious, you know, kind of liturgy. We're talking about the word of God. And you want more simple, say, with a dear, with a tenor. And you want none of the Kosura Hini anymore. Muntia! You want none of the Kosura Hini. Matthew 7, no, I love it too much. Verse 21, we're making it very clear. Munkinka Babu na Munfanya Kuma. Tia Niamino Wokano. I'm glad you are more. Obi be timi asha asie amba ba fe Kristo ma akiro ni din won kwa merim but every January go pim December na ni din frim by December na ni din ni kwa merim. The Bible makes it very clear in the book of Revelation that your names might not be bloated out of the eternal book of life. That means that there is some bloating house to be done. Will it kind Matthew 7 hold me in tear brothers?
And you'll be a simise ready, ready.
You'll be a simise ready, ready.
And over course, right here.
Tianye!
Name of the Oya Major or Washo Napediano.
Yeah, now kind of scripture, okay, kind of bro. Uya, maybe I can be big to a beer count of him. I mean, I mean, growth free. Atena said Matthew 7, verse number 21. What I'm kind of saying,
not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord.
Not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord.
Shall enter into the kingdom
shall
of heaven.
Shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Because, can you to one?
But he that doeth the will of
God. He that doeth the will of my Father,
which is in heaven.
Which is in heaven. In other words, you can do the will of men and still miss it. Because it's not about men, it's not about mankind. The will of my Father, which is in heaven. I'm telling you. Adieni naajine urabiso. It's very, very interesting what we are talking about. So the other time Jesus made it very clear in Luke chapter 6, verse number 46. You know, okay, send me what? I say, why will be Sakusa? Why call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? It be anti. Will you come into you very quickly? Let's work.
Now then, I'm afraid me ready already.
Anti. And I'm afraid me Eurate, Eurate.
Namunya dear Messie.
Namunya near Messie. Tianye! It didn't in Amofreme Eurate. A two honum. Power Samanane. Muntianye. I'm telling you, when I look at the hypocrisy of Ghana, it is as a result of the hypocrisy of the church. The nation is imitating the church. Everything the church does, the nation has imitated it. Anything the church does, the nation is imitating it. Let's look at door to door or, house to house evangelism. The politicians have stolen the idea when they need some rigorous campaigning. They use that. What we call street evangelism, using placards to display the name of Jesus and to tell everybody. They have stolen that also. Now they do politics with placards. The past election, it was in there. Now when you look at people painting their bodies, they stole that also. We started with painting our faces. Now they paint their entire bodies and they stand by the streets. They stolen that also. When we started crusades, they stole that also and called it a campaign. Now they steal our hypocrisy and multiply it. That is why we have wicked, I'm not missing words, wicked, hypocritical And human pleasers, politicians in this country, from all the political divide, including the sitting government to the opposition to everybody. Hypocrites are leading this country, are in opposition. Hypocrites! Number 2. Ubabetna na we fear utimo bon bronu a wotiso. Tie ne Kenya me a dwen na a chere mo. When you ready so be sacrifice ko abontene, you can burn in hell. Ye wie ye dwuma. A Kenya me a dwen a chere. Yen krokro bia, yen krokro, yen ji obi a so. No kura ne ye no kura opa fa pa toto. Ye ye kan no kura kura ndrofo kan kwa si asem. I'm telling you. Na Yesu kura de no no, wan kan man ndrofo kan fa no. I'm telling you. Yawa mahongosra. Kikenzi mwren de bebaso. Yawa mahongosra. Abrade, you know what one name near war yeah. Let's use somebody like opening kwa jochere. When you may one year yama will be as one yam fama hinino. Mankas one yam mwa ahinino. One yam fama ahinino. And so he calls some to be counselors, he calls some to be pastors, he calls some to be apostles, he calls some to be teachers and evangelists. When you meet to be free di pebinu a you are my pakafo. So munkong kongo. Adumano, Monkoya, Mamma, and Monsieur for Faquambichinabia, Monfa Pensio, Namon Kansan Pano, and Fanchida, Nimi Pansaxia, Wamachin, what patch the Chidafo. We who are with Nipabicura, they don't have a, you know, they don't pastor any church, they don't go to those are the lovely people. Their good job is just authoring books, Christian literature, and they write books that goes ahead to be able to help people who really need the content and the message that God has given them. They go into, you know, real estates and properties and all that, and it is not just to provide housing facilities, it is in the interest of the kingdom, because if nobody has something, then the kingdom is going to suffer. Jesus needed somebody who owned a manger to be able to be given birth to. Jesus needed somebody who owned frankincense, myrrh, and you know, what's the other thing, gold, to be able, you know, he needed somebody like that. The Bible said that the Father sent the wise men from the east, and they carried all these commodities of trade and brought it even unto the Savior. And so God raises people in the end time, and it's not only the end time, in the past generation everybody have a role they play for the kingdom, just like the devil has people as agents in the church and in places. In your family there are the devil's agents. God also have people who works for him. My job in this end time is to hold the mob of God's instruction and the word of God and the instruction of God, and mob out the madness and the digression and the backsliding and the sin, iniquity of the church. Mop it out and prepare a church spotless, wrinkleless, blameless unto the second coming of our King and Savior Jesus Christ. He has given me a flair to do that. The flair you may not like, the style you may not like, but I don't care about you. You didn't call me. I came to speak the mind of God. It is a canamontia. Yam fao a temuano a chao. A temuano tiene me catch it on. Tiene me catch it on. Mumbe brown munyan said 10 years ago, Kawadium, Subam, now the Kawadias, when Yakas are cheated for. And Naba wears his mushi wufi, umnufu mubun ye, uchampana, Wabetanam Kasachidawas on Tiasia. Won't Tiasia the Obe Perdiwa? Huh? Tiania Yakano, we're telling you the mind of God. It's not about the offering, you can keep it. I'm talking to you about God. They don't go there. DNA is very important. William Akami, James chapter 5, verse number 7. The Bible makes some very clear reiterations in God's word. I want you to look at it clearly to us so that we can work it precept upon precept. Isn't it amazing that even when somebody becomes serious and so astute and so vigilant to serve God, they come to church and meet hypocrites in church. And these hypocrites can really destroy the minds and the Christianity of these particular people. A young lady was speaking to me the other day. She is a very great singer. She sings around the place. And then she goes into this particular church to a lovely apostle. The apostle is married to a very lovely man, woman of God. Now, this young lady has become a victim of promiscuity and adultery directly from the apostle. Telling you the heart and the mind of God, revelations of God, God's word, and will let you come in line. So you may not, preach. I keep telling all the pastors of this church and everybody, I am the one that God has called. God will judge me concerning this church. So we will not, miss words by telling you that. And it's not pride. It is the mother of the child who knows what the baby needs. Something is wrong. We need to check that thing. But instantly, because and so if I say that I am the best pastor for this church, it is true. It is true. What are you talking about? Me mo atini e wa o ya na se ti ni e keke na mi adwen a chiro. We can have him too.
Echi fi asem Christo beba.
Christo beba. Inyi mo ntun wo se.
Enti enu ano monto mo bo asem ko du da era de beba.
Wo bo. E chen obu da bi ko si da obeba ko.
She ok she okuyafo a ore chen asase aba a ne boye din no.
Tiko.
To ne bo ase chere wo ho.
Wo kuyafo bia. Wo gu aba no oto ne bo ase che. Ewo eno ba ye no ho. Ko si se. The Christians give up too quickly. I wonder what is wrong with us. People are praying and they, last week I was talking to you because I have already told you that if you are going to succeed in 2019, number one, fear God. Number two, put God first. Number three, rend your hearts. Number four, be serious. Number five, be prepared. Number six, be focused. Number seven, be committed. People are not too committed. We put our hands to a plow and look back. The Bible said that you are not fit for the kingdom of heaven. Because this is what the church do not really understand. We're talking the revelations of God to God's people. The people cannot even wait upon the Lord. You have forgotten the scripture that says that the day that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength and mount up with wings as eagles. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. Because the people, they get into a relationship and they meet a little obstacle, they give up. They start a job and then they meet a little obstacle, they give up. They start a business, a project, they meet a little obstacle, they give up. But I'm thinking, if that is the way that the patriarchs and the matriarchs gave up, who will be serving the Lord today? Who will be serving God today? We must have people like Rispa, that lady in the Bible. Even though now we are empena David empena, yet you could nema wogibi ano. Bible says Rispa, eko da nema so ifunoh, epa Tamo once na se one man once na ba kukra. In sine money from sufri se omo ya adeshiye. And then he was demanding of that ne man sono se yankuoma enke emubi beti mi abeye Israel ehine. And therefore they deserve a royal burial. And the Bible said that the woman stayed in that particular place where they hung the children for 6 months. 6 months without food for 6 months, only water and herbs for 6 months, you will reduce from size 22 to zero instantly. 6 months. Think about what I'm talking about. 6 months. She is a woman. Every month for 6 months is her cycle of menstruation. No sanitary towels, no bathing for 6 months. I was selling the Love Talk Forum last Thursday that minima dia a bone with nipahon as blood when it comes out. Give it a little time, you can't stand it. Go and listen to the stench of blood in the hospital. You have no idea. 6 months! Can you just imagine a woman without bath for 6 months? A woman, I'm not talking about a man. A woman without bath for 6 months, without shaving for 6 months, without medicure or pedicure for 6 months, without, you know, changing of your clothes for 6 months. Yet, she stayed there all in protest that her children will get a royal befitting burial, and the Christians just give up too early and too quickly. I saw, this is how the job is going, I can't stand it. If this is how this marriage is going, I can't stand this marriage. What do you think it was? What were you thinking? It was that for better and worse, richer and poorer in hell. And he said, what were you thinking? You had the best and you enjoyed it. The worst comes and you are running away. Life is not all sweet. Muntie. And not from. That is why this generation is an unruly generation, unpastorable, untrainable, unteachable generation. This generation is sick. This generation. We are sick. Enya sick and can you say trumu trumu ni edi echiri. Enya sick and ko ba fo ba. Enya sick yanka. You know, one married woman is a bisexual and a heterosexual. Enya sick. We are very sick. Enya sick anka. We will not betray each other and forsake each other. Yeah, you're very, very sick. Sick. Yanga sick and go bin penny ni ayere. Yanga sick and go bin ni ni anna. Enyemno. One mother, one father. Timo Jafra. Ebusu DSI. Ya ye very, very sick. Tia. Yanga sick and go bin diska. Emko ware wo ba. Na wo nua. En ni wo ba na ni. For the rest of my life. Ya ye very sick. Yanga sick and ka. NDC from Papa. MPP for Asuma. MPP for Nso. And Papa. NDC for Asuma. Ya ye sick. Generation, maybe let me narrow it down to our well. Yeah, yes, sick nation. On the 3rd of March, I have a message from God for this nation. We will start with I promise on my honor to be very faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. TOS, no. All my strength and all my heart. This tells me, because I don't know one person in this country who is doing this with all his heart. Not yet. March the 3rd. From His Excellency the President to anybody, the watchman on the streets, I'm preparing everybody for March the 3rd, 3 days to independence celebration. God has given me a message for this country. I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. And I pledge myself to you. I pledge myself in all things. All things to uphold and defend the very good name of Ghana. So help me, God. Why? You didn't expect that one coming. Well, that is what it is. I don't know why you are expecting me to teach. You are asking me to, you know, present it. Why then? What are you talking about? We are destroying this nation. Our fathers fought with your blood, and you tell me to, you know, put it in a discretionary language. Which kind of discretionary? Discretionary language. At the end, discretionary language, discrete language. You know, use some kind of parabolical, you know, oxymoronic language. I ain't gonna use any kind of language. It's what it is. You know, they are just, you know, literally not just. Look, if you are looking for, and that is why Zoom Lion is so rich, because there is no company that matches their capacity. Because the biggest problem of this nation is sanitation. Muchi iflinwa. We will be having a better life. Clap your hands. I'm talking to you. Praise the name of the Lord. Will you? Can home and tell that there's
Monsha Makumadin. If we said that I already babana bang. And you know mungu go a home in tia moho. Now well mumma ting.
Oh sir.
She automufonujina epunano.
The judge is by the door. The judge of your life is by the door. God will judge you. God will judge all your secret sins. God will place his judgment seat before you, and you will have a flashback of all the things you are doing, all the things you are saying, and God will judge you. I'm talking to you. Because very soon Jesus is coming back. Very soon Jesus is coming back. There's a young musician who is in Kumasi who had an accident, a terrible accident, and died yesterday. Young man, 30 something years, is gone. If that young man is given the opportunity to come back into this life, and he is going to weigh message of the church, that young man who is a gospel musician will never sing no, they will never sing that song, because catch it, he is gone. Once I'm returning, or you're very, very young man, he is in the prime of his career, or whatever you want to call it. This is it, will be Jimmy Cryer's career. Who should have upheld womanhood? Ronnie Dross, Gina Beckham, he bought to pay almost a career because she is a brand. Brand! Because the world celebrates popular opinion whilst God is celebrating his will. Yes! But see, they that do the will of the Father in heaven, not they that follow popular opinion. Let the whole world say you are wrong, and let God approve you. And then you will have a reward, a blessing on earth, and a reward in heaven. Go for that one, rather than just follow people at the phobia or say a career. You are pursuing a career? Really? You are pursuing career? We do a team on a journey anymore and I'll be one who said, and you may be oha, and your career, and your pony, and your career, and your mumoyo, and your career, and your woodisham, and your career. Can you hear me, Ajay? Some of you sitting here will have to repent and repent and repent before judgment faces you. Kenya mia dream munti. Ya kasa repenta. We are not only talking to the outcasts and the people behind the wall, you know, which we preach to on the streets, in the markets, and in places of public. That is not what we are talking about. Ya kasa repenta. We're talking to the person that sits in church. Ya yani se wichina hono. The Bible said, one shun we. Now, when she has he that standard should be where least he falls. That's what I'm talking to you about. Repent, because I don't, when I go back to more, I didn't quite hear upon the Christ Jesus. I don't want them quite hear upon the Bible said, and you didn't want to actually independent now. And yanny, that's why we ask you to bring the Bible, whether you can read it or not. That's not the point. It is a lifestyle of the kingdom, you know, nationals, the people of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. They carry Bibles to church. They read it wherever they are. Even if they cannot read, they just open it and just enjoy the flipping of the Bible. from unforgiveness. Yes, sir, I'm talking to you. You are sitting here, you don't even tear. You don't even have the heart to forgive your brother. And you are telling me it's all called heaven. Many people have been in Christianity for a long time and you see little progress. Because God does not bless wicked people. I'm telling you, especially the people who take the grace of God for granted. The grace that was bestowed upon you. Oh yeah, you don't take grace for granted. He laid on the cross for you. He died a painful death for you. What are you talking about? And you want him to bless you. See, that's why he says in Isaiah, the 3rd chapter, the 10th verse, you know, say to the righteous, it shall be well with you, and you shall receive the fruit of your labor, or the fruit of your dealings or doing. Then, in verse number 11, he talked about, say to the wicked, oh wicked, kind of Nungwa. Say to the wicked, 11, Nungwadi, kind 11.
Woe unto the wicked.
Woe unto the wicked.
It shall be ill with him.
It shall be ill with
for
him.
For the reward of his hand shall be
given. For the reward. Why is it that I accept Christ Jesus as Lord and personal Savior? I come to sit in the house of God and then I want to engage. If I were you, a church, you know, I were you, I'm in a church, I'm a child of God, born again, anointed, I have the Holy Spirit washed in the blood of Jesus and all that, and I come to church, I tell you, hey, because, if I were you sitting there, I will have little friendship in church. Very little. Very little! But they are in the same church. They are in the same church. The spirit of Jezebel are in people's heart. And that is why they have been in church for a long time and they see no progress. It will shock you that even a preacher like me, people can say nasty things about me to other people and they see me and smile. It will shock you. It will really amaze you. I'm telling you. And see you and smile. And say, about why I fell. And you turn back and say wicked thing. And so he said, wow! Unto the wicked. He has marginal, you know, marked and labeled you wicked. Yeah. People, husbands can talk about their wives to their friends. My wife is lazy. Lazy in bed. Now you discuss your bedroom content with outsiders. You have already sold your wife out. And when she walks on the street, your friends are in Muano. Yeah. He's saying here that, wow! Unto the wicked. Also, it shall be ill with him. It shall be ill with you. And so people, they sit in church with that hypocritical attitude. It will be ill with you. It shall be ill with you because even your prayers will be hindered. Your prayer! I'm telling you, people who are here and here, you are in church, you are not married, you are having sex, you are getting pregnant, you are aborting, you are coming back to church, you will never see the glory of God because God does not cast his precious pearls upon the swine. Upon pigs, he doesn't do that job. Jesus died a painful death for you to trivialize and trample upon it. I'm telling you, he laid a precious grace upon you for you to be trampling down. The grace that the Lord Jesus laid on you was so precious for you. So when no madonko kakai bija, which are whatever the stupid and sanwa asan sako shifua ene juma ya be gugo beimo eno amakana for numpro anen woman famo mama woman sanwa woman yeno woman say papa woman nika famo woman yeren woman yu amon febi goma woman seno woman febi ma mama woman mani anoma woman non nom no woman moro no woman motam. If it is a good thing, let them do it. Tanya, we will not take the grace of God for granted. Never!
Woe unto the wicked, it shall be ill with him, for the reward of his hands shall be given him.
Read.
As for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. All my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err,
oh, sir,
and destroy the way of thy path.
When we do a country in Meminti, hold on, not two verses in a country in
Meminti. My dear, my friend is showing so.
My friend! Then you can see, I didn't grow for you, could do what I'm saying. Because!
Ghana!
Why are born? Telling you, Oflagi, it has a lot of stains of blood of innocent people, which is crying out unto God. Your flag has too much stains of blood on it, and the blood of innocent people are crying out unto God. Telling you the mind and the heart of God. Will you can come in to
Nama Idi also?
Yeah. And my friend man ibidi musu. Ghana. You can say Emma. We are talking about you be ruled by the frail and the vulnerable. Honestly, when I look at the leadership we have and the leadership that have been from independence until now, it is weak. Weak! Telling you! And you're very weak. Leadership. It is not rigorous enough. It is not audacious enough. It is not boisterous enough. They will not feel like they are doing very well. You talk about doing very well. Doing well. You want to be happy because you constructed a road? This is the case of the government. Don't let this government anything. Let them construct all their cigars. We will find the prosperity ours. Every road, there be a road, need there be a tire. The people bringing foodstuffs from the village will not struggle. They will not lose the perishable goods they are bringing. Period. I'm preaching, sir. Preaching. And you don't have any choice but to listen. Ubeti. Our leadership is weak. See, that is why Nkrumah has become like a superstar. Because nobody has been able to match his leadership. The little things he did for this country. Look at the industrialization, the factories and everything. That the creation of jobs that he brought. Anytime I met an old man, I raised this issue. And said, oh, but Nkrumah had too much wealth at his disposal after independence and all that. Alright, no problem. But you also have the opportunity to borrow as you are borrowing. And what are you doing with it? Huh? I want to ask a basic question. Who pays for campaign bills? Who pays the bills for the billboards, the t-shirts, the stickers, and all that that they blow for free? The monies they share for free? I'm asking you, who pays for it afterwards? Where does the money come from to pay the bills? Yeah! No! What I'm saying is the truth. That is why they can't stand this voice. You have no choice. The voices in this nation. It's getting vociferous by the day. By the grace of God. Ain't anything you can do about it. Talking the heart of God to you. And we look at you will see us commissioning a KVIP. Because Mofra shows. That is what you get. Mofra shows. You won't believe that him free more poor. The things that we vote for people to do for us, they do little things and him for tutun tomako das. So why did we put you there in the first place? Huh? What is wrong with us? Number one, I'm blaming who did you want to action up on team beach and watch your talk and all that kind of thing. This is the kind of thing. Yeah, why is what movie could you track or tone? And this is the game. It will be to me your baller in so tone a bit here go got him. Nessusane the cool before fro fee. Neddy. Banana malaria and typhoid and whatever, and the people are dying. Whoop, baby, and nipple whoop, one more brand soon. Yeah, Ghana come because we have no value for human life. I'm telling you, isn't it amazing? We have miscalculated, misplaced priorities. Catch it on moment. You could see bumpire mama, a bomb coco, Ted and Eddie, Ted March and Eddie, as somewhere or no, and near Munia Mobe and Mubinya. You are going to quickly, you know. Kind brother from Kituwebi.
Oh, me my wakwanchire for ye nadafo.
Sir, wakwanchire for ye nadafo. Wase wakwantempong ka.
Eradia sorry we di asem. No obejina ho rebu aman atin.
Ha, when yami asem no pay e di asem o. The word of God is judging. Ye yin ten ye tufo. Ye ken ni mo osisen.
Eradia reba abebu ne man penyinfo. Nena safo hini atin.
Wunyame oba bibu ne man penyinfo ne
na safo hini atin.
Eh my God. I am na akwa kai me. Eh you ho. Micah ho baby. Asem bi wo ho. Me yenka etifi asem ne nkwa. Nyame ya adoma. Third eh you ho no. Third March. Na ye de asem no anka se wo ho no. Ato wo man ne nim. Kan etifi asem wo se.
Okasetia wo man ne mu etitire.
Okasetia o memu a titiri. Third March. It be free. Tia! And combined to say Ghana. I mean, it's in America for catch it. Motia memo catch and some mama in travel restrictions. What to be that? Huh? What to be that? Emofra! and a shamo swinsa. And you may I Casachel Muntiadias. I catch on say who ministers MPs. Ministers who of state. Ya mammo restrictions say Mobe Jibi say be mammo 1 month. 1 month and I say ye one entry, single entry. Okoba 1 month and I ash. Nanim Juba ye could do a honor one year 1 month. Do you know what we are doing there? Now may I'm a fresh also na medu swa sa neko. Now join senki ye near she ye who so crofiva bekense una woman. Na ye wa embassies wo mukrumu. You would do one year, they are boom 5 years, 10 years. No, my be two gallum say. Go away from America, name UK near the bar. Who minister free, a fre Ghana girls, a service or hotels. You won't believe my pony when you're mean. I'm telling you, Opa, very good, very, very good pharmaceutical companies. Very good one. Idra Nyumra, you will meet your ministers. Omo pe Viagra. The whole night!
No, minister, yeah.
Adi ebe chionsu o akuma yadie. Winye nye akuma me yadie ebete. Winye amebe tu akuma very soon. Praise the name of the Lord. So ujina hoya po.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.